Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz, mate. It's Maddie Gould. And emerging from Brisbane via the Gold Coast, Phoebe Sinclair, she has got some brand new stuff out for 2020, representing the sad bangers. We're going to find out about one of the latest ones, Whiplash, as she joins us right now. Phoebe Sinclair, thanks for coming on Oz, mate.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
It's awesome to have you on, and it is awesome to be representing some sad bangers. Is this something that's going to continue for you, Phoebe, or is it just a phase?
Oh, look, I would love to call it a phase, but I feel like instinctively I write sad songs, but yep. I really want to make them something you can dance to.
And do they generally stem from something that's actually happened to you, Phoebe, or you just kind of make it up as you go along?
Usually, yeah. I write from personal experience. I mean, this latest one was more of a friend's experience that I could relate to maybe a bit too much, so still drawing on those personal experiences, but yeah, tend to write from what I know. Mm. I think it's the best results out of me.
Yeah, and you've actually had an okay year getting some gigs in, sold out earlier this year, and you're doing some at the moment as well, Phoebe.
Yeah, that's right.
That crazy. And you're backed by a four-piece all-girl ensemble.
Yes, I'm so lucky. I have a wonderful band, and it was the most organic thing that we all happen to be girls, and yeah, it's lots of fun.
How did you guys all meet up?
I was just looking for session players and looked to the best musos and the nicest kind of people I knew, and together it kind of just all came together.
And what does everyone play in the band?
So we have Libby Scott on drums. She's phenomenal. Jay Lee Senatulli plays keys and some synths, and I give a lot to do. And then Lara Frew is our bass player. She's also one of my co-writing buddies, and she helped write the Whiplash too.
Awesome. And how do people kind of engage with your sad bangers when you're putting on a live performance? What do we expect from a Phoebe Sinclair show?
I think we just go full ham with energy. It's such a fun night every time. We just try and push as much energy. We've lately been trying to teach ourselves some little moves. I can't dance at all. No training. So it's always makes for an interesting time. But I think on stage, I think it translates.
Can you dance in Brisbane at the moment?
Look, I don't know exactly. I think it's starting to loosen up a bit, but we'll see how it goes.
Leave that to the bouncers and security to work out,
yeah,
hey?
That's it.
So, Phoebe, you've done a few festivals and things like Big Sound and that. Did you have a bit planned for 2020, or was it going to be more of a releasing music kind of year?
I had all sorts of plans for this year. I was hoping to do all sorts of stuff and had to roll with the punches a bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's been good because it's meant a bit of a reset and a bit of a look at my future and a look at my goals. And I love songwriting and I really love collaborating, and it's given me a chance to really dive into some more of that, which has been really nice.
And what would you say some of those goals are that you want to achieve, Phoebe?
Yeah, really, really want to be more prominently on the co-writing scene and on the top-lining circuit. It's lots of fun doing those. I love vocals. I'm all about singing. For me, being able to help them come in and do melodies and look at those like top lines is really the most exciting part. I'm very lucky I've managed to still connections with publishers and labels and things this year. Everyone's been very gracious via email rather than in person. It's been good to look into more of that.
And so we've got Whiplash now, Phoebe. What else is coming out throughout this year and into next?
So Whiplash is the last one for this year, but next year, got a few things. I'm hoping to get an EP out, getting a collection of songs all about all my dumb teen heartaches and things, honestly. Yeah, a few sad bangers.
We're loving this sad banger. We're going to play it right now. Phoebe Sinclair, appreciate you spending some time here on Oz, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. I am Phoebe Sinclair, and this is my latest single, Whiplash.